Good day, and welcome to the Fairfax County News to Use podcast. Coming up, learn about how you can stuff the bus to help feed families in need, absentee voting, household hazardous waste disposal, and Fairfax County Health Department's Community Health Care Network. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Help Fairfax County and local partners stuff the bus to feed local families in need. After the holidays, food supplies at many local food pantries run dangerously low. To help fill that need, Fairfax County partners with local nonprofits, grocery stores, and MV Transportation to literally stuff fast tran buses full of food in an effort to restock depleted shelves. The 2016 campaign kicked off on January 16th. It runs through February 15th, with collection events scheduled at 14 area grocery stores. At each event, volunteers will be on hand to help stuff the bus with your donated items and deliver them to a local food pantry. Thanks to your help, we collected more than 30,000 meals worth of food in 2015, and we're looking forward to another successful year helping feed Fairfax families. For dates, times, and locations, search Stuff the Bus on the county website, fairfaxcounty.gov. Absentee voting is underway for Virginia's March 1st presidential primary. There are 19 valid reasons to absentee vote. Check to see if you're eligible. Go online to fairfaxcounty.gov/elections or call 703-222-0776. Daily household hazardous waste disposal services at our two collection sites have been expanded, offering you a convenient way to remove dangerous, unused chemicals from your home. It also helps keep harmful substances from entering the environment, such as cleaning products, inks and dyes, paint, products containing mercury, and other potentially harmful chemicals. You can bring corrosive, ignitable, toxic, and reactive materials to Fairfax County's collection facilities at the I-66 transfer station in Fairfax and the I-95 landfill complex in Lorton any day of the week. There is no fee for county residents. Disposal events at remote sites have been discontinued for 2016, but if you need more information about the Household Hazardous Waste Program, you can simply call 703-324-5068. Now, the I-66 transfer station is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The I-95 landfill complex is open daily, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news and search Household Hazardous Waste. The Fairfax County Health Department's Community Health Care Network, or CHCN, recently celebrated its 25th anniversary with an open house at its new Merrifield Center location. Now, the center moved from its former location in Seven Corners and Falls Church to the fourth floor of the Merrifield Center in late November. For 25 years, CHCN has provided affordable primary health care for low-income and uninsured residents of Fairfax County and the cities of Fairfax and Falls Church. The program is a partnership of health professionals, physicians, hospitals, and Fairfax County government, administered by the health department. Now, in addition to the Merrifield Clinic, CHCN operates two other clinics, CHCN North in Reston and CHCN South in Alexandria. All three centers provide the kind of medical care offered in a family doctor's office. When needed and available, medical specialists and other referrals can be made. The Community Healthcare Network currently enrolls more than 18,000 individuals annually, and its three centers provided more than 48,000 primary health care visits last fiscal year. Now, residents who may qualify for the program are encouraged to visit fairfaxcounty.gov/HD or call 703-246-2411 for additional information, including the location and service hours of the three clinics. Finally, Fairfax County's weekly agenda provides meeting agendas and information for the Board of Supervisors, the Planning Commission, and the Board of Zoning Appeals, plus county news. Find it in your inbox Thursday mornings by subscribing for free at fairfaxcounty.gov/news/email. That's all for this News to Use podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast and for news updates, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. You also may call 703-FAIRFAX That's 703-324-7329, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Or you can email publicaffairs@fairfaxcounty.gov. Thanks for listening to News to Use, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.